real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast. Be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. If you haven't already, be sure to grab your free copy of my first two books, Frugalpreneur and Authorpreneur, by going to thesarahstjohn.com/free. That's thesarahstjohn.com/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to 2021. I just quickly wanted to go over some changes with the podcast. So I'm shifting gears slightly, and this year I will be focusing primarily on businesses and entrepreneurs who started with under $1,000 and bootstrapped their way without any venture capital, credit, loans, or any of that, and have made it to at least $1 million in revenue. And that's not per year, but just in general, up to a million. And so I have several lined up and I'm excited about it. And I think you will learn a lot from the different entrepreneurs and how they were able to bootstrap their businesses and how you can too, and the different things that they learned along the way and in the process. And if you feel like your business matches that criteria of starting under $1,000, and bootstrapping up to $1 million, feel free to apply to be on the show at thesarahstjohn.com/apply. That's thesarahstjohn.com/apply. And I would love to consider you and have you on the show potentially. Basically, the way it'll work is you'll apply. And then if I feel like it would be a good fit for the show or is different from something I've already lined up, but I will reply with a booking link to record the episode. And I am backed up quite a bit. I'm trying to release episodes shortly after I record them. That's another goal of 2021. Last year, I had recorded so many back to back during quarantine that their episodes weren't going out for months after having been recorded. And I don't really want to get in that cycle and routine. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm doing about a handful of interviews a month. And then after a handful have booked up, then I move on to the next month. So as of right now, in January of 2021, I am booking interviews for September. If you're interested, then go to thesarahstjohn.com/apply. And again, the requirements are that A, you started your business for under $1,000. I was originally thinking under 100, but I mean, because that's what I did. But that just eliminates a whole bunch of potential opportunities there and awesome stories. And the other thing is, I was reading Barbara Corcoran's book, Shark Tales, and she had started her real estate business with under $1,000, and now it's over $1 billion. So that's kind of where I got the idea to go with 1,000. So yeah, so A, starting it for under $1,000, and then B, not having any outside capital, venture capital, investors, loans, credit, any of that stuff, but bootstrapping it and getting it up to $1 million in revenue and beyond. And again, that doesn't need to be $1 million per year, but just at a certain point up to $1 million. And no timeline on when that needs to take place. So if you fit that criteria, feel free to apply. And I look forward to hearing from you. And we'll see if your story is a good fit and if it will benefit the audience. And let me know throughout the course of this year if you're enjoying the new format. Because up to this point, basically what I've been doing is interviewing different leaders or thought leaders or experts in various fields, particularly within online business, whether it be experts in affiliate marketing, drop shipping, self-publishing, podcasting, virtual assistants, just a plethora of different business models. And I'm still going to do some of that as well. But primarily, it's going to be focused on people's experiences and lessons and journey from $1,000 to $1 million. I feel like that will still fit this program pretty well because this is essentially being a frugalpreneur. You're starting out frugally and not taking on any debt or capital and bootstrapping it. I think that we will be able to learn a lot from these different entrepreneurs and from their wins and their losses, their mistakes, and their just the journey in general and the process, and hope that not only will it be encouraging and motivational, but also educational and help us to see, okay, well, all these other people have done it. We can do it too. And this is kind of, and every business is different. So the situation will be different, but you can kind of learn some tactics and whatnot about how to go about basically bootstrapping $1 million business. And I'm hoping I haven't directly contacted her yet, but I am planning to contacting Barbara Corcoran, since that was part of her book was part of the inspiration to go this direction. And so, because that's basically what she did, maybe by the end of 2021, she will be on the show. We will see, not making any promises, but have several people lined up that I'm excited about. And I will intersperse. I may end up doing, some weeks there may be two episodes a week, and I'm trying to be more diligent with timely episodes and being consistent. That is one of my resolutions this year. And so, but there may be some weeks where I have two episodes because I still plan to have some episodes where it's someone I'm interviewing because I really respect and admire them in their particular field. And so, yeah, so just let me know what you think of it and feel free to apply. Until next time. If you enjoyed and found value from this episode, I'd greatly appreciate it if you rate, review, subscribe, and share at ratethispodcast.com/frugalpreneur. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.